Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 32 of Frank's Music Free-for-All podcast. This is the show where I play what I like, and I like what I play. Back again with some more awesome selections, at least I think they're rather awesome, for you. And I had a really great time last time with my friend Faith, but once again, I'm flying solo on this episode. I always enjoy doing it on my own, because as much fun as I do have with guests, I started this podcast close to 3 years ago now, and I started with the intention of just playing DJ, of bringing you, you know, 10 songs usually, but it's pretty flexible, and talking about them, talking about whatever I know about them, trying to find out more about them and tell you whatever I can. I just think that that was my original idea, and I really enjoy sticking to it when I can. So I'm sort of, you know, I mean, I'm going to have guests every once in a while, of course, you know, nothing's changing, but I just enjoy doing the usual format, the regular format, where it's just me talking to you. First song on the agenda for today is something by Yes. Yes is a band that I wish I could play more than I actually do, but most of their songs are pretty long, around 10 minutes or more. So, I mean, they're a progressive rock band, so that's kind of the usual length of a song of that genre. But this one clocks in around 5 minutes, and I really just wanted to bring this to you because I think they're such an amazing group, and it's a little bit out there, even for me, and even for this show. I mean, not terribly progressive. It's from one of their more mainstream-sounding albums, just to sort of give you an idea of where this ranks. But this is sort of atypical for them. But it's actually one of my favorite albums of theirs, because it had the name Yes, but it was actually very few of the usual members of the group. The group kind of changes. There's a core group of members, but only I think two of the usual members were on this particular album, and they just still use the name Yes anyway. The album's called Drama, in case you care, and it's really fantastic. One of the tracks off of Drama is this one called, well, the American pronunciation is Tempus Fugit, but I think the proper pronunciation is Tempus Fugit. Tempus Fugit. But yeah, it's a really great up-tempo song, and it's one of my favorite songs from the album. So please enjoy Tempus Fugit by Yes. Tempest Fugit by Yes. Really one of the best songs from that album, and again, one of my favorite albums of theirs. So ranking high up there among songs by Yes. I think what really gets me so much is the fast tempo, the quick tempo, the awesome bass work by Chris Squire, and the vocals are great. The lyrics are pretty cool too. I like it's one of the few songs where they, you know, Yes is prominently displayed as a lyric. It's one of the main lyrics. It's like sort of the theme of the whole song. I really, really love that song. And so we're going to move on to something that's completely unrelated. Now for something completely different. This is actually a song by Foreigner, who I've played before. I think I played Jukebox Hero once, which is a classic. And this is another classic of theirs. And I've been in the mood for sort of 70s pop rock in the past couple of weeks. This one is Cold as Ice, another classic, absolute classic. And it really needs very little introduction. I don't think that there's really much I can say. It's such a well-known song, a famous song, and I don't think I can really say anything about it. So here is Cold as Ice by Foreigner. Foreigner with Cold as Ice. Like I said before, a real classic, a true classic that I can't really say too much about. It's one of my I like the piano thing at the beginning. And in fact, I should have actually set this up, but I couldn't really remember what songs were involved. I once sat down and found that this song and like two or three others actually have very, very similar beginnings, very similar chords. One of them was... it was this song, and then I think a Billy Squire song that I can't remember right now. God, it's bothering me so much. Somebody email me and let me know. what it was because I really can't remember, or tweet or whatever. But it was this song, a Billy Squier song, and one other song, and they have almost identical beginnings. I think they might have been in different keys, but the same interval, and it was actually pretty interesting. It would have been an interesting thing to line them up like that and do them back-to-back, but if I could remember what they were, it would take a lot of digging through my 6,000-plus song iTunes library to figure it out, though. So let's move on to the third song for today. Again, keeping in that 70s pop rock theme, is a song by Orleans. Now, this song I actually heard on the radio the other day, and it brought me back to when I was a little kid and I saw a Burger King commercial, and that was the first time that I heard this song. I actually couldn't remember when I heard it on the radio. Obviously, I know the song very well. Still the One, classic, another classic. But I knew the song very well, but I couldn't remember where I had first heard it. So I put it out on Twitter if someone could help me figure it out, and you know what, somebody did, and it was really cool. That I just love that Twitter is so useful like that, and I think it's a great way of communicating with people. And in this particular case, okay, maybe not something terribly useful, but hey, I mean, it helped me, so I have this story to tell you on the podcast. So you know, it's pretty cool. I first heard it on a Burger King commercial according to YouTube. I found the commercial on YouTube. 1996 was when it first aired. And it was a really simple commercial. If you remember what Burger King commercials were like in the 90s, they were very, like, no frills, just your sort of standard shots of the food, of the burgers being made and, you know, looking perfect, of course. Nothing like you'd get it at the restaurant. But it was cutting away with these title cards saying, you know, after all these years, the Whopper is still America's favorite burger, all that kind of thing. And I just remember it from when I was little, seeing it. I think I remember it mostly from a videotape that I had. In fact, I think I even remember what tape it was. And it was a tape of a Paul McCartney special, like a documentary he had made of when he was making his album Flaming Pie. And I'm actually just remembering that now, that it was from that tape. And that makes sense because that album came out in 1997. So that's around the same time. That's close enough that the commercial would have still been airing. So it's a great song. And it reminds me of that commercial since that's when I first heard it. So here is Orleans with Still the One.
Still the one I want with you.
Still the One by Orleans. Oh, man, that is such a great song. That makes me – I was just like kind of bopping along in my chair just listening to it because it's such an uplifting and happy song. And, you know, it's just a great – like a pop rock, sort of soft rock. I love that song so much and songs like it. And like I said, it has that nice memory for me of when I was about 7 or 8 years old listening to it. And good times for me. The next song that I have lined up here, now this is sort of a 1-2 punch. And I'm going to start with a classic and then bring you one that maybe you don't know, maybe you do. I didn't know it until now, but hey, let's see. We're starting off with David Bowie's Space Oddity, another classic. And actually, another one that needs very little introduction. But, you know, it's got a story to it. It's the lyrics tell a story, and I advise you very strongly to listen to the lyrics very closely because that is the basis for this 1-2 punch. All right? So listen very closely to David Bowie's classic Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition
1.
And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin.
Thank you.
David Bowie's Space Oddity. And of course, as I said before, it is a well-known song, well-loved song. And as it continues in the background, kind of a long fade out. What am I going to do? It's a very well-known, beloved song. One of my favorites, of course. In fact, I even have a little funny story that came to me as I was listening to it. One time it was on the radio, and I mean, they play the song on the radio fairly often, right? At least here they do on the classic rock stations. And my mother was cooking or something, and she was listening to it and I guess paying attention to the lyrics for the first time. And when it got to the musical interlude for the first time, she was like, "Wait, don't tell me the guy dies." It was kind of funny because it was like, yeah, that I mean, that's what it seems like, doesn't it? His transmission cuts off, and you know, in case you didn't really get what was going on there, it's an astronaut, Major Tom, and he's in space, he's in orbit, and he loses contact with ground control, and that's it. He kind of loses contact with them, and it's kind of left up to the imagination what happens next. Well, part two of this 1-2 punch that I've been talking about is another song that actually acts as sort of a sequel to Space Oddity. It's called Major Tom Coming Home by Peter Schilling. Now, I did a little research, and Peter Schilling was a German artist in the early 80s, and it was kind of that whole German synthesizer pop scene. And it was actually his only hit, Major Tom Coming Home. And some people consider it like a sequel. Some people consider it a retelling. I kind of see it as a sequel. But you decide. You decide right now. Here is Peter Schilling with Major Tom Coming Home.
Thank you.
Major Tom, Coming Home by Peter Schilling. I said earlier that a lot of people consider that song to be a retelling of Space Oddity, but I sort of consider it a sequel because, yes, it does begin retelling the story, but at the end, it has more finality to it. It says, I'm coming home. He's coming back to Earth. And I kind of leave with the impression that he makes it back. So that is why I consider it a sequel, a continuation. Now, a lot of other people have done songs, including Major Tom, in them. I did a little research before, and quite a few songs, actually, use the Major Tom character and, like, the whole concept. So I think this is the only one that I know of, though, that the only song that I know, and I really like it. I only just found out about it pretty recently, and it's very catchy. It really sticks in your brain. So I couldn't get it out. And this is actually a really good way for me to get it out a lot of times, is to put it on the show and inflict it upon all of you. So you're welcome. But anyway, now it's time for the Beatles song of the week.
If there's anything I can do, just call on me, and I'll send it along with love from me to you, to you, to you, to you.
All right, this week's pick for Beatles song is a Ringo solo track. I've only played Ringo once ever, and I can't believe it, but because he's got so many great, great songs. But this is one very special to me because it's actually from the first Ringo album I remember being released. It's from 1998. The album is called Vertical Man, and the song is the single from that album, La Di Da. Really fun song, very, very easy to sing along to, very much something you'd want to play at a party or, you know, something like that, singing with your friends. Very easy to sing along to, very catchy. And this is the album version. There is a single version as well, but I like the album version because I'm more used to it. This song was, I heard it so many times when I was young, when it first came out, because Ringo used to make a bigger deal back then about his albums. I guess, you know, as he gets older, his releases aren't as big a deal as they once were, unfortunately, because they're still fantastic, but they're still, at least at the time, he was still going on huge tours to promote each album. Now he usually goes on tour for his with the All-Star Band, and regardless of whether he has a new album out or not, but at this time he went out with his own band called the Roundheads, and they did all the talk shows and everything. It was really cool. He still does the talk shows, the late night talk shows, and even the morning talk shows. But anyway, I heard this song so many times, and all those appearances that he did, and it was really cool, and I still love it. I love it to this day. So please enjoy Ringo Starr with La Di Da.
Live my life, it's only right, 'cause I can live your life for you. I'm satisfied, feeling high, 'cause I found out just what to do. You can bet I never let the things I get the best of me. When I get blue, here's what I do, and so can you. It is no mystery when you sing la, la-di-da. Cry, no reason why is ever good enough for me. We can take a walk, just laugh and talk, whatever's going to be, will be. And when it rains, I don't complain, I'm like a train, I just keep rolling on. Sometimes you lose, you blow a fuse, you're not immune to what's been going on. Sing along. La, la di da. Say is la-di-da. And when you're down, it can't be found. Turn it around, you know the remedy. Just cut some slack, don't look back, cause it's a fact. It will be okay when you say la, la-di-da. Like hey, sirrah, sirrah, whatever, la-di-da. La-di-da. All you got to say.
Ringo Starr with La Di Da, a real catchy song that I just can't help but sing over and over again. I was singing along with it just now, even. And, I mean, over 10 years, and I'm still can't get it out of my head whenever I hear it. And, it's a great one. Ringo has some amazing songs, especially during that time period when he was working with Mark Hudson, really, and you know what, even it continues to this day, but especially from the early 90s to today, is like, to me, like the Ringo Golden Age. I love his old stuff as well, from the 70s especially, but the stuff from the 90s and onward is real gold. That's like where he really found his niche. That's his style, and it's great. Every song is like that one, pretty much. I mean, there are the softer songs and everything, but the good ones, the really good ones, are like that. Are that level of quality and that general style. I love it. I think I think Ringo doesn't get the attention he deserves. But then again, you know, he is going to be 69 this year. So, I mean, he's up there. He is up there in age. In fact, I didn't even realize that he would be that old. But that, yeah, he was born in 1940. So he was the oldest Beatle. He's the oldest Beatle, followed second by John. So that's our Beatles song for this week. Now, moving on, the next tune is by Paul Simon, Ryman Simon. I've been playing a lot of him lately. I've kept my rule of not playing back-to-back, but I have been playing a bit of him, whether solo or with Simon and Garfunkel. And this song is just a nice sort of relaxing, jazzy Paul Simon song. I am familiar with it, well, I mean, just from general Paul Simon-ness, from being a fan. But I believe he sang it on that very famous episode of Saturday Night Live where George Harrison was the musical guest. Paul Simon was the host, the celebrity host. And it was a Thanksgiving weekend episode, and he actually came out on stage at the beginning of the show dressed in a big old turkey costume. Really, really funny, and he sang this song, Still Crazy After All These Years. And, you know, it's hilarious to see a guy singing about being crazy and wearing a turkey suit, especially because before there was a little bit where he was arguing sort of or asking Lorne Michaels if he thought it was a good idea to, you know, are you sure it's a good idea? No, yeah, sure, they'll love it. They'll love it. Go out there. You know, but he was too embarrassed to do it. You know, it was a bit, but it was really funny. And it's really hard to find that clip, actually. It's not on YouTube. They've been very diligent about keeping that off YouTube. If you search, you might be able to find it. But I love it. I think it's hilarious. And I think about that every time I hear this song. So here is Paul Simon with Still Crazy After All These Years.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me. I just smiled. We talked about some old times and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. But I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. My peers still crazy after.
Rhymin' Simon with Still Crazy After All These Years. Great song, such a mellow, quiet song to kind of unwind after that Ringo song. And I love that from Paul Simon, that quiet sort of relaxing sound, which is what I'm doing with my voice right now. I sound like a golf announcer. But yeah, it's really great that the way he does that, and like 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover is another one like that. I love that sound, that very mellow, relaxing sound. I have it on my playlist, my iTunes playlist for relaxation. Another song that's actually pretty relaxing, this particular version of it anyway, is Peter Gabriel's Here Comes the Flood. Now, the album version is really not that quiet and relaxing, but this is the live version. Actually comes right off of his Growing Up live DVD from maybe 5 years back, or maybe a little bit more. It was a live DVD of a tour that he did, and for his album Up, and he did this song live. The DVD was recorded in Italy, I think, which makes perfect sense because that's where his biggest fan base is. It's where the Genesis big fan base was, and that followed him into his solo career. But they just love prog rock over there in Italy. And Gabriel comes out and he plays this song on the keyboard, and it's just him and the keyboard. Very simple, but it sounds great. And I really have a fondness for this version. So here it is, Peter Gabriel with Here Comes the Flood live.
Strange things, they come and go as early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide, still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction, we cannot even choose a side. Took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older, sons and daughters. The jaded underworld was riding high. Waves of steel hurled metal at the sky. The nails sunk in the cloud. The rain was warm and soaked the crowd. Lord, here comes the flood. We will say goodbye to flesh and blood. If again Caesar silent in any still alive, it'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry. Break
before the dawn. They'll use up what we used to be. Lord, here comes the flood. We will say goodbye to flesh and blood. If again the seas are silent in any still alive, it'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink, dreamers, you're running dry.
Peter Gabriel with Here Comes the Flood live in Italy. An amazing version of that song, really totally different than the studio version, and the audience absolutely ate it up. You couldn't hear all the applause there, but on the DVD, it's just so, I mean, the applause goes on for a long time, at the beginning and the end of the song. When he comes out, they're so excited, and you could hear, as soon as they recognized what song it was, they went nuts. They were so happy. They love him over there. I haven't seen Peter Gabriel live. I would love to, and I would especially love to see him like in Italy or in Germany or in some country like that where he has a huge following, because, I mean, it would be incredible. Germany really loves him too. I mean, he recorded some of his albums in German. Like, he re-recorded the songs with German lyrics. So, entire albums. He was very popular in Germany as well. And I would love to see him in a setting like that, because the electricity in an audience like that would be incredible. Now, a complete change of pace. We're going to go to an older song by The Who. And this is another one I heard on the radio just recently and reminded me of it. I haven't heard this in a long time. This is Happy Jack. Happy Jack. It's a happy song, actually. It's a popular song, I guess, among The Who, among their catalog, from their catalog, but not the most popular, you know, not like Behind Blue Eyes or something like that. So, maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. I don't know. It depends on which demographic you fall into, I guess. But, here is The Who with Happy Jack.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take the wrong key. So they rode on his head in their furry donkey. The kids come to our church, they drive, drive, drive. They couldn't stop Jack, all the water's coming. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy. Stop Jack, all the water's lapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. Jack, they drive, drive, drive. The drop is on his back. The line, 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 line. They couldn't stop Jack, all the water's lapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy.
And there was an early song by The Who called Happy Jack. It's actually one of my favorite Who songs because I've been familiar with it for quite some time. I haven't heard it, like I said, for a long time, and I almost forgot about it. But hearing it on the radio was like, oh, wow, I haven't heard that in ages. I really like it a lot. It's an old one. It's definitely one of their earlier songs, but to the point where it almost doesn't sound like The Who. But, you know, you can recognize the voices, and, oh, man, great stuff. Really great stuff. I wish that – I've said this before, but I wish that earlier – songs by some famous bands were more well known. Things like the early Rolling Stones, the early Who, the early Bee Gees. You know, this kind of stuff is not very well known by a lot of people. Those three bands are perfect examples where they've got a particular reputation that they took on in later years. And so people have forgotten about a lot of their earlier stuff. You know, the Who and the Stones are like the big rock bands, you know, the big hard rock bands that everyone goes to. Like, those are two of the biggest hard rock and roll bands, you know? And then the Bee Gees are considered the disco group because of Saturday Night Fever and Staying Alive and all that stuff. But if you listen to their early stuff, and this goes for all three bands now, if you listen to their early stuff, they sound a lot like the Beatles or you know, like that whole British Invasion thing, the whole British Invasion thing that was going on at the time, The Who, the Stones, and the Bee Gees. So, I just wish that more people would hear that early stuff and realize, wow, this is where their roots are. Their roots, I mean, the Stones started out with blues, you know, and they developed, and they all started somewhere else and moved into like the British Invasion sound, the Merseybeat sort of sound, and then went on to their different genres after that for what they become famous for now. But anyway, that's my tangent for this week. Getting back on topic is our last song of the show. And this one I threw in for really no particular reason other than I felt like it. I felt like hearing some 10cc. And some 10cc it will be. Here is the Wall Street Shuffle by 10cc.
You need a yen to make your money.
10cc with the Wall Street Shuffle. A great way to end our show for today. I guess you could, if I want to try and justify it other than saying that I just felt like playing it, I guess I could go with how it has to do with the economy and how that's a big issue right now. But if you want to be less depressing, we'll just say that it's because I really wanted to hear that song and I wanted all of you to hear it. I'm sure a lot of you know it anyway, but that's just a good old way to end the show. 10cc is a really great group. I think I've played them before too. Great stuff from 10cc. And that brings our show to a close. So thank you very much for listening. I just want to remind you all that you can visit the site at www.frankpodcast.tk. And that's where you can see and hear all these episodes and all the playlists that go with them. And the email address is frankpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/frankpodcast. And that's all the major ways to get in touch with me. And thanks very much once again for listening. And have a pleasant week. I'm Frank. Bye.